The city gave us a proclamation to actually, you know, do this, to become a Purple Heart City. And what it is being a Purple Heart City, the city chose to honor all veterans, no matter what war it was, that received a Purple Heart. Because a Purple Heart is, like you say, for somebody that's wounded and sacrificed, you know, because even the ones that got killed got the Purple Heart. POWs got the Purple Heart. Anybody that's wounded naturally got a Purple Heart. So it's just to honor them, the ones that received it for actions that they were in. And the Purple Heart Trail was designed to connect all the cities through the United States that was Purple Heart cities. And it is I-70 and I-44 is the two parts of the trail. And the trail starts out in Mount Vernon, Illinois, at George Washington's burial site, and goes west. And we cross it, 65 crosses I-70 at Sedalia, and then I-44 at Springfield. So that's our tie with the Purple Heart Trail. And current numbers that I have, there are 45 states that have Purple Heart cities that's connected. They're trying to get all of them, you know, to make it unanimous all over the United States. And this way, the veterans, as they're driving across the United States or driving wherever they're going, they'll see a sign that says Purple Heart City or Purple Heart Trail or Purple Heart County. And that is to honor them as they're passing through the United States.